This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning. Good morning, Travis.
Okay,
good morning, Travis.
That didn't sound too good. I'm not sure what was up with that. Try it again.
KC2NVM, good morning.
All right, unless it's on my end, it sounds like you've got a lot of muffled, bassy sound there. I don't know what's up with that. So, but good morning. I can definitely, I can hear you, but it does not sound good.
K2PCB? KC2PET.
Okay, now that I heard. KC2PET, this is KC2PCB. Good morning, Ross. Were you hearing Jeff in there just a minute ago?
Yep, I did, and I concur. It does sound different than he normally does. Now, there's no tone adjustments or anything on Jeff's end, right? And I don't think there's anything on All-Star side either.
No, I think it's a similar situation that I was running into with Echolink, is that you're at the mercy of the Bluetooth connection if you're using your vehicle, which can cause you a lot of problems and or mic gain within Echolink.
Because I knew for a while he was using his, I think, Bluetooth in the vehicle. I don't know if he didn't say that that's not on or if he didn't switch that. But all right, listen up for him again. All right, maybe he's reconnecting or something. Listen up for Brad. Brad, are you in there this morning? K82GDQ. Oh, maybe he's not up yet. So I guess what's coming from Travis today should be here. A little toy that I ordered on eBay, so it should be shipping today.
Well, I hope that all works out well. I think you said that it came with RAM installed. This it most likely would have been soldered in RAM, but the I can't remember if you said that it had a hard drive in it or not.
Yeah, it's got 2 gigs of RAM and 8 gigs. Hard drive space. I think it's SSD.
You know, if that's also non-removable, is that one of the things that makes these so inexpensive, is that they're going to be very specific if they're not expandable?
I think you're correct on that, and yeah, I'll have to take it apart and look at it, not just yet, but it's, yeah, I believe it's probably why they're so cheap, because once, you know, something goes or you reach its hard drive space limit, you can't just expand it. And I think that's one of the downfalls of those units. But for doing what we're going to do with it, it's probably perfect.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're probably past the end of life for a Windows-based operating system, I'm going to guess. So, yeah, that's cool. Are you going to have time to play with it today, or is that going to be some rainy day when you have some opportunity there?
It's definitely going to be a snowy, rainy day to do something. Especially when, and that's even if Evelyn wants to do something on her own, so. And who knows, she might, sometimes she takes liking to what I'm doing, and she'll help me out. I have my little workroom in the back of the house. I have my scope and everything set up, so. Yeah, she may start to help me. Hell, she may even, at this day and age for kids, so sometimes they come up with the answer.
Yeah, I always find it amazing, you know, watching kids play, even if just games, I'll say Xbox just because I don't know all these other gaming systems, even PC, the tablets, you know, with no instructions, just go at it and start finding your way through, and I'm always impressed by that learning process. You know, they're not going out and reading an instruction manual, because a lot of times these kids really can't read. Definitely can't read well. and they're able to navigate through, touch this, touch that, press that, hold this, hold that. And then they clue into these patterns that make things do what they want to do or for do what it can do. And they're navigating the world on their own without having much training. And I've always been impressed by that.
Yep, I've been even impressed the way that she's up. I want to paint in my back door. It was getting pretty grummy looking, so from the sun beating down on it. So let's go repaint it, and she wanted to paint it. So I'm like, okay. So I let her do like one little corner, you know, just let her get her hands wet in the painting, and it looks so good. I let her do the whole door, and she did it, and she did the whole door. And it looks perfect, so I'm like, okay, so you proved me wrong.
Yeah, it's something how as adults we lose that in some cases. Not in everything, but we take for granted about the, you know, outcomes in our environment as we interact with them. You know, kids are always wanting to touch things, pull on things, try things this way, that way. Curious about what the outcome is going to be, where we make assumptions in the world about what's happening, and they need to physically see it and learn it. And as adults, we don't do enough of that. And sometimes it's just refreshing. So that's cool that she's participating in your home projects there.
Yeah, and I have learned to back off a little bit, let her try something. I mean, obviously she's going to screw something up, so I let her do a little bit, and then I will take over. But, I've also learned, too, to just, okay, let her learn, because this is her way of learning it. So, all right, see if Brad's in there this morning.
This is KE2GDQ. Morning, Travis. Morning, Ross. Morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning to you, sir. How's your morning starting out?
Not too bad. However, there's a guy that has a car that's the muffler is, let's say, non-existent. And he left for work at 4:32 this morning and didn't fall back to sleep since. So I've been up early.
Oof, that's a rough one. I've done that, too. I got a neighbor, too, that has a loud muffler, and always had it, never fixes it, and wakes up the neighborhood.
I got to give the guy credit. He works 5-6 days a week. He's gone from 4:30 in the morning till 4:35 o'clock at night. It looks like he's working some sort of construction. I just wish he'd get the damn car fixed. It's been like this for... it's just getting worse. Probably 2 years now.
Yeah, unfortunately, your New York State inspection doesn't require you to have a muffler, as long as the catalytic's there.
Yeah, that's true. But yet they'll nail you for your license plate light being out, which I did yesterday. I had my truck inspected yesterday, and the lights were out for the license plate, and I had, for whatever reason, had it done at the Lacy, $600.
And that's just to replace a light and the inspection, I'm assuming.
Replace the sockets, and they showed them to me, and they were corroded. They said they put new, you know, the bulbs just wouldn't work, so they had to put new sockets in there, and $600. $330 or something like that. For labor, an hour.
That seems a little ridiculous. But that's something I would definitely have done myself. But, all right, we'll let Jeff get in here for a little bit. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning. I'm not sure if I'm transmitting into the program very well. I had to redo some settings and such. So how's it sounding?
I believe it sounds better. like I said, I'll turn over to Travis, let him comment on it.
Yeah, I would agree that that's definitely easier on the ears. That's for sure coming through this time. So whatever you did definitely helped. And I would even go on to say, Brad, your signal sounded pretty good this morning. I don't know if you changed something on your end with or without your external microphone, but I thought it sounded pretty good. So, yeah, Brad's sounding good, and Jeff has recovered.
I ended up disconnecting from PET and connecting to PCD. That may have been all the difference. Also, I had to reconnect my Bluetooth and, like, to the car. Forget the car, and the phone had to forget the car. The car had to forget the phone. It was messy. I'm on the side of the road. Blinkers on. So hopefully this will continue to work.
Yeah, Ross, I still can't explain why connecting to this node versus your node makes a difference.
I can't either. No adjustments, really, other than mic gain or audio gain. That's about it. We can't do anything else than the All-Star side of it. So it is a different setup. The Baronet connection, I don't know.
I'm having a hard time hearing Jeff this morning for whatever reason.
Everybody seems to be coming in pretty well to me. I'm now central at the traffic circle.
Well, if you had to adjust anything, I would turn your audio up a little bit, Jeff, but I would say do anything on your end. On our side, on the All-Star side of things, there's not much either on my end or Travis's end that we can adjust as far as audio quality. It's just unfair for Echo Link. On All-Star, we could do something about it, but not for Echo Link. So, I don't know if Jeff or Travis noticed yesterday, I don't know if you noticed that that big rig that came along is hauling those, I don't know what they are, I guess they're shipping containers for something. They're huge, though. And they tore down the, looks like one of the big main telephone lines. I don't know if you witnessed that, but that was pretty eventful.
When was this?
Yesterday afternoon during lunchtime.
I did not hear of anything or see anything.
No, I didn't see anything either, Ross. But it's 6:44, so I'm going to pop out. I'll let you guys continue. This is K2PCB.
All right. I'll both see you guys in there, Jeff and Travis. KC2PZ. Now we'll pick it up with Brad. Good morning, Brad.
What was going on yesterday with some sort of construction?
So they've been hauling these massive, I don't know what you call them. I guess there's some type of container, like a shipping container, but they're humongous. They got to go at least almost 16, 17 feet tall. And, and they have those, like, chase trucks in the front. So they have those long, whippy antennas, the same height as what the truck is. And obviously if a little truck hits something, it's supposed to stop and say, hey, you're going to hit this, you know, you better stop and I'm going any further. Well, I don't know what happened, but the front lead truck missed it. And I just missed it, but I'd seen the aftermath. While the name was backed up almost, I think all the way to transit. So, yeah, and that truck tore down, I think it was a huge, it's a one of the big main thick telephone lines. It pulled that down. So I don't know. It's funny because the telephone company hasn't been out here to put it up. I still see it laying in the grass. So I don't know if they even use that anymore.
That's interesting. The lead car or the chase car that's supposed to be there, you're right. They're supposed to, indicate that there's an issue ahead. And they're supposed to be certified. That's interesting that the truck pulled that down, and it hasn't still gone up, so that it may be an abandoned line.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how much of that they actually use anymore, or are they out there just for decoration?
Yeah, really. How much information has gone over the internet now? With the voice over internet protocol and cell phone stuff, how many people really have a landline? When Karen was teaching, and she'd tell the kids something about a dial tone, and the look in their face was like, what the hell is a dial tone?
Oh, yeah, my daughter and my cousins all do that. And every once in a while, I should probably take my daughter up to the Historical Society. Those places are actually nice to take kids, and they learn a little bit about how things used to be, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll have to start taking the grandkids to different places and seeing how, you know, phones used to work. And we have a landline here, even though that it's voice over internet, and it's a rotary phone. And we should show them before we abandon our that bundle from Spectrum.
Yeah, my parents still have the landline. I'm still legit. It's not even voice over IP. Still, it's a legit phone line. And they still do have a rotary, even though I don't even know if that works. I think it's just strictly the touch tone now. Or does it do a conversion? I think it used to convert the pulses to a touch tone for the system. I don't know how they do it anymore.
I have actually made a phone call on our rotary phone, voice over internet, so it must take those pulses and convert them to a tone somewhere along the line, because it worked.
Well, that's pretty cool. I never... didn't think that stuff would still work, so yeah. I think I even have one at home still, a rotary phone. It sits in my garage. And it's mostly a museum piece.
Yeah, definitely a museum piece. We ended up bringing ours up when we moved up here in 1998. You know, back then, you know, the quote cordless unquote phones were quite popular, which we had a few of. We actually had a corded phone in our kitchen up until last year when we did our remodel.
Yeah, I know my mother-in-law and my wife's grandmother still have corded phones. Everybody else, yeah, I believe everybody else uses cell phones now. I never had a wall phone. I took off right with cellular when it came out. So I was probably 16-ish when I had my first cell phone, so I never had to get a wall phone.
Yeah, my son's had his cell phone since early 2000s. And then when he went to college, he obviously had it. And then his first apartment, cell phone. So he's never had a landline either.
And I don't know if you kept up with the latest and greatest thing. T-Mobile is now advertising satellite phones that work with the newer smartphones. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but we shall see. I'm sure it'll work great for outside. I don't know so much for being on the inside of buildings. Especially if you have a metal roof, that's going to be able to penetrate through roofs of houses and buildings.
No, I hadn't heard that about the satellite phones from, would you say, AT&T or T-Mobile?
Yeah, T-Mobile advertised it. They're going to start rolling it out, I think. Don't know what the price of it is. I didn't catch that, yeah, that's going to be their new, I don't know how it's going to work, but I don't know how they even roll that out. Usually, that's got to be a big expense to put a satellite in orbit and then, you know, set up the coverage. And a satellite's only good for so many, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles, but, you know, because they can, I believe TV does that. I think they have a few satellites that point to different parts of the country to get a signal. But plus that's going to be a two-way traffic, so I don't know if it's a downlink from a satellite and then it uses a cellular for going out. I don't know. You have to see how that's going to work.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that to see. And I'm sure it's expensive, especially at the beginning, like a lot of new technologies. You know, and there's always going to be those early adapters that will start on it. So that'd be interesting.
All right, I got a bunch of, I picked up a bunch of old pagers here for my fire department, and I got to work on them. So I got at least 13 of them. Not too bad. Most of them just need buttons and some taking apart and recleaning and putting them back together. Nothing major, but yeah, they're aged, but they're still in good working order. They just need some little TLC on the inside, so to get them working back to originally where they were.
That's pretty cool that you can do stuff like that, Ross. Did you hear yesterday that I did hook up a very long piece of wire? It's probably 50 feet long, and ran it into the house and hooked it to my SDR dongle, and I would swap between the two antennas, and it seemed to pick up better signal on the lower frequencies.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm glad you'd be able to get that going. Did you hear any I know you're into short scan full scan TV. Jerry, I know that's in there, and you probably picked up some HF guys. I know a sunspot storm that happened recently, so I don't know, you may not have been a good time, but I think as this one goes by, I think your HF ability to pick up stuff will improve.
I did see some spikes in the spectrum, but I couldn't hear anything, either because I had a squelch different, or it's just playing with the software to find those settings that work. Same thing with the SST. It's trying to find those settings that work.
Yep, and that's all part of the hobby. You'll eventually figure it out and what works great for you, and then you'll take her, pretty soon be a pro at it, and be able to just turn it on and then let her go. But all right, I got 656 there. I get my butt in to work today. So nice talking with you, Brad. I'll say 73s, N22J, DGQ from KC2PET. 73s, Brad. Have a good day.
KC2PET, this is KC2GDQ. Have a great day, 73s, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Clear.